Hey, good morning, girls. It's Darla Shine, Happy Housewives Club. We have a special edition of Love and Romance this morning, and we're going to get an update from our favorite boy toy, Todd Townsend. Todd, we want to know, what is the update? Have you found the love of your life since you were last on the podcast with me? What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, darling, thank you for having me back. I know you have a policy of no cocks in the hen house, and I feel especially privileged for being allowed to be on this podcast not once but twice. So I appreciate that. Love of my life. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know about the love of my life, but I do have somebody that doesn't live near me, which is the hard part. It's a friend from many, many years ago, and we've known each other since we were kids, and we kind of hit it off every summer when we see each other, but then we go back to our corners of the
Well,
world and do
wait.
our
Where
own
does
thing
she
of our
live?
lives.
Where does
She
she
lives in
live?
Colorado.
All right, she's in Colorado and you're in Vermont.
Well, I'm in Vermont, Adirondacks, New York City, that whole general area. So we're basically
Well,
across the country
are
from
one
each
of
other.
you willing to move to the other state?
Well, we haven't gotten that far yet, but I would say if things worked out, the answer would be yes. But
Okay.
we're not that far ahead yet.
But did you meet this girl through the Happy Housewives Club? Is it somebody that we know?
No, this is not somebody through the Happy Housewives Club. And I want to
So
emphasize here, listen.
basically, you get together with this person, you have fun, you have romance, I'm sure you're having sex, and then she leaves and goes back across the country. It sounds like the perfect relationship to me.
It is the perfect relationship, Darla. It was a little more frequent than once a year, but
Well,
I'm.
I stop. Once a year. I thought you were talking about a once a month kind of thing.
No, not yet. But that's why I'm here at the Happy Housewives Club. It's just one person, and I still want to get out there and date some different women and see
Okay.
who's available.
Okay, Hannah. Mommy is on trying to do a podcast here. Hannah is upset that I didn't cut her crust off her toast.
Oh my gosh. Is she eating whole wheat bread, darling? No, whole wheat bread's healthier than white bread.
No, she's eating white bread because it tastes better to the children and
I
shows
thought
that
you were
she
Miss
wants it.
Organic
Well,
Farming and Organic.
this is fresh white bread. I buy the fresh white bread. It's
Okay.
absolutely fine, you know. It's not it's from the bakery. They make it fresh. Okay, so listen. This is what I want to ask you straight out. What is wrong with you, Todd?
What do you mean, what is wrong with me?
There's got to be some kind of weirdo issue that you have because you are a good-looking guy. All of our moms have seen your picture. It's up on the Happy Housewives Club podcast page. You have some money. You are smart. You have your own house. So here you are, 30-something, and you cannot find the woman of your dreams. Now, I would say ask the same woman, any woman, this question who can't find a guy. So what idiosyncrasies, what weirdo thing do you have going on that you're not able to keep a woman? So tell me.
You know what? I don't know if it's so much a weirdness or idiosyncrasy. I think I've gotten to that age where I've gotten picky, and I'm looking for somebody that doesn't have, I don't want somebody just like me. That would be very boring. But I'm looking for someone who is well-rounded in the areas which I like to live, in areas in the sense of the things you like to do, things you like to talk about. And finally, I've realized just kind of what I want out of life. And so now it's kind of like looking for that woman. Not starting from scratch, but from a different set of parameters and requirements than I would have had if you'd asked me, say, 5 years ago. So I don't know if
Now,
it's a core.
you're not
Yes.
looking for a girl in her 20s, are you?
No, I mean, the age thing for me is not as important. I mean, if someone in their 20s meets the criteria, sure,
No, they
but.
can't meet the criteria. You know, this pisses me off. To all men who are in their 30s, I want to say this, 30s and 40s, you need to find women who are almost your age because this is what happens. I have another friend who is 39. And he is constantly going after like 21-year-old girls because they have a tight
Well,
ass
see,
and they look good. But then once they go out after a little bit, they have nothing in common.
that's the thing. 21 is too young. I mean, I've met women in the, say, 25, 27 range that have been mature and what I've been looking for. But I'm not looking at the 20s as a specific age group. I am open to meeting anybody that I click with.
Okay, so what do you think about, like, I want to ask you some relationship questions,
Sure.
okay? What do you think about, like, Britney Spears? Why do you think a girl like that who has everything would stay with such a loser like Keith Federline?
I don't even get me going. You've known me for many, many years, Darl. I'm not a huge pop culture fan. I don't get it. The guy, as far as I'm concerned, seems to be a dirt bag. I mean, the girl's got all the money in the world. She can do whatever she wants. But, did you see her that on that interview? What was it, an NBC interview she did? What was it, a couple months ago or something?
No, what
When
did she say?
she was sitting there chewing gum with her mouth open and swearing and everything. And I'm just looking like, this girl doesn't have that much to offer either, except her bank account. So,
Well, but I'm trying to wonder if do you think that as a guy that old cliche cliche is true that nice guys finish last, because you're a nice guy. Do you think that maybe if you like were a little more of a tough guy and treated women a little worse, that you'd be more successful?
If I smacked them around and told them to get me Budweiser?
No, but I mean,
I know what you're saying, Darla. No, here's what it is. It's not that I haven't been, what's the word you just used, successful or it's finished last. I just haven't pursued the relationships that deeply in the last couple of years other than just dating and having fun, because I don't think I was comfortable with exactly what I wanted out of life. But I've gotten there in the last year or so. So this is kind of a rediscovery journey.
Okay, I have some questions. I'm going to give you the Happy Housewives Darla Shine quiz. If you fail, you're hated by all housewife members.
Oh, that's not nice.
And if you pass, you'll be loved by us all. So let's see how it goes. Scenario number one, you ask out a girl who's a career girl. She's a top-notch lawyer, okay?
Right.
You go out to dinner. At the dinner, do you expect her to pay Dutch?
No.
So you're going to pay no matter what?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Points in your favor. I like that. I like that. Okay, scenario number two. If a woman comes up to you and asks you out, are you turned on by that or turned off by that?
I think that's good. I'm turned on by it.
Okay.
I know you're going to subtract points, but let me preface that with something. I don't expect the woman to make the first move. If she wants to, that's fine, because you never know what's on somebody's mind. But no, I don't expect them to, but if it happens, I don't consider it a turnoff.
Okay. Here's one. Now, do you expect a woman, to call you after a date, or do you always call the woman after a date? How does that work?
Oh, I will always call, and I'll give it a shot a couple times, and, if I don't hear back, I don't hear back. But no, I don't sit back and wait. I'm pretty much a doer, not a waiter, so I will call.
Okay, and if you were out with a woman, of course you're going to open the doors. You're going to show, all the old-fashioned kind of gentlemanly things that you do, right?
Can I give myself a little plug for that?
Yeah,
I have been told by probably everyone I've ever gone out with that they love the fact that I have a few of those old-fashioned qualities, like opening doors and all that kind of stuff.
That's a nice quality. I don't understand it. I'm going to say this. It just hit me, Todd.
What?
I am not for equal rights.
Darla, you're just discovering that?
Wait until Gloria Steinem hears this on her new radio network. Gloria, you guys screwed up.
You should get a show on that network, darling. Set them straight. But I'll tell you what.
Wait a minute. Who the hell wants total equal rights? I don't. I want the guy to open the door. I want the guy to pay the bill. I want the guy to come on to me. I like all those old-fashioned qualities. I think it's great. And any woman who would fight to pay Dutch is a moron.
The problem is these days, the term equal rights has come to mean exactly what you're talking about. I open the door for you, open the door for me. My version of equal rights is just using those qualities as men and women that we have in our field and we have our strengths and weaknesses and putting them in the forefront. The guy should always open the door for the girl. The girl will do other things for the guy that he might not necessarily do, but this equality based on action for action to me is kind of crazy. We're not built the same way.
You know what's stupid is when women try to be men. That's just stupid. This is the way it is. Equal rights means that you should be able to have an equal conversation and be educated and have, equal career if you want. And obviously the feminist movement should have been there to help women to make sure they're not beaten up by their husbands and they have resources and places to go and women have a way out of bad relationships. But it makes no sense to me that any woman anywhere would be upset. I have a girlfriend who she's divorced, but you don't want to get involved with her because she has three kids. But she's divorced, and she just met a guy, and he has a child, and they're going away. Listen to this. They're dating for about 4 months. They decided to go away on a cruise, and they're both paying for their own tickets. Now, that is a deal breaker for me. If the guy expected me to pay my own way, that would be it. And I'm sorry, you know what? It does come down to this, and the feminists are going to go crazy, but the truth is men are paying for sex, no matter how you look at it. This girl is going to give that guy sex on the boat. He should pay her ticket.
So, Dara, let me ask you this. So if a guy were to ask a woman out and say, hey, let's go on a 4-day trip somewhere and let's do this, and it was known that it was going to be platonic up front, it's okay to split the bill, but
if it's platonic and you're going as friends, you can split the bill.
That's true. Okay, that's a good point of doubt. Okay, if you're going, because I have a bunch of girlfriends that I'm friends with.
Todd, were going out somewhere, we're friends.
Yeah.
Okay, and if I threw money down on the table, you threw money down on the table, that's fine. Oh, this reminds me of a story. There's a reporter who's on ABC News right now.
Right.
I won't name names, but we dated when I was in, just out of college a little bit. And like on the second date, we went to an Italian restaurant. When the bill came, he just stared at me.
You got to be kidding me.
And
I
looked
at
him. And he's like, you know, he says to me, I don't have enough money to pay the whole bill. That was his quote.
Now, did your husband ever do that to you when you were dating him?
I dated my husband for 4 years, and I think one time I paid for a coffee at 7-Eleven.
Well, I know your husband, and he's a guy's guy, and he treats women the right way.
He's old-fashioned. And you know what? Of course, my husband, I would buy him presents. I had to buy, you know, I bought him clothes because I think he only had one shirt and one pair of pants when we met.
But those – see, now that's my definition of equal rights. See, women can help the guys with the fashion, and the guys do the things they're supposed to. I mean, we've lost some of the luster and the romance by trying to equalize things too much. And I think the fact that I get told that opening doors, simple little things, and I do it because I enjoy doing it, I think that is important. And if you want to have
it's
a nice
sexy.
Romantic relationship, it's sexy, exactly.
It's sexy. And you know what? I am woman enough to admit that I'm secure with myself enough to say – that I want a knight in shining armor. I like when the man takes care of me. I want him to open the door. I love all those things. And I think that you can want equal rights. You can be a strong woman and be smart and have a career and still admit that you want a man who's strong.
Just so let me ask you a question from the woman's perspective. Then why do so many women settle for guys that are just not up to par? What's going on?
I think what happens is I think that some women are brought up in households where they had these old-fashioned fathers from the 50s who were overbearing. And I think that they have that in their head. And so I think sometimes they look for a guy like that. I think it's going to take a couple generations to get rid of that kind of persona. But there is this tough kind of image still that goes on even in high schools where girls perceive, you know, the jealous boyfriend or the controlling boyfriend as being sexy. Oh, that means he loves me, you know?
Right.
And that is a stigma. That's something that the feminists should be working on, is changing girls' attitudes and their minds to realize that, you know, that kind of abusive behavior is not sexy. It doesn't mean he loves you. A guy, you know, my husband, we could go out on a date, and if I just went and danced in the middle of the dance floor and some other guy started dancing, he wouldn't even be upset. You know, what I'm saying is if you love someone, if someone
right.
loves you, they have to offer you the freedom to be yourself.
Of course.
And I think we need to teach that. I would like to go to actually high schools around the country and start to teach girls that issue, because when I was in high school, my boyfriend was captain of the football team, and he was like a army drill sergeant. And when I look back, you know, he would tell me, you can't wear this, and I don't want you doing that. And I was like, for like a few months, I like listened to him.
Let me tell you something, darling. You just brought up a good point. And as a guy, I've never understood that either. I've never understood as a guy, first of all, wanting to control a woman that much. I find part of the centralness, the sexiness of a woman in relationships that I get in with are the fact that they are kind of open-minded. They're strong personalities. They know who they are. They know what they want to do. And you're just like you said, if you love the person you're with or you're into the relationship, you can feel comfortable in that. You shouldn't feel jealous and controlling. You know, let the person do what they want to do. I've never understood that point of view from a guy's point of view of being controlling.
Right, and I think that should be the new wave of feminism in this country, should be teaching young girls to be able to be so secure in who they are as women that they can accomplish whatever they want educationally, accomplish what they want in their careers, know that they're on an equal plane with their minds with a man, not to let a man tell them what to do and abuse them, but on the same level to be able to feel like a woman and be able to have a man who deserves this right take care of you. Do you know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
And so go on.
No, I was just going to say, so the women out there that are in bad relationships and sitting back listening, there are a lot of good guys out there. And, you know, sometimes they're harder to find than others, and it goes both ways. But
right,
if you
but
know
you
what
have
you
to open yourself up to that. And I think that you have to open yourself up to the universe. A lot of people have negative auras about them. Don't you agree?
I do. How would you define negative aura? Give me some examples.
Okay. Oh, wait, the phone's ringing. Hold on. Let me see.
This is Real Life with Darla Shine.
This is Real Life. Let's see who this is. Hold on. Hello? Hey, Christina. How are you? Okay. I'm on the air, though, in the middle of a radio show. So I have, like, 2 seconds. But can I call you back in, like, 3 minutes? Okay, bye.
Darla, you know why?
That's... What?
that's why people listen to you, because you have a real life. This isn't fake. This isn't out of some radio studio that we're making this
right.
up
well,
with
Well,
that
scripts. Was my husband and his secretary. You know what happened?
What?
Okay, for 10 years that since Bill and I got married, I've been telling him for my 10-year anniversary, I want an eternity band with the diamonds that go all the way around the finger.
Right.
So last year at our 10-year anniversary, he took me out to a beautiful 5-star restaurant, Mirabella, in French restaurant. And as we're sitting at the table drinking Cristal, a beautiful velvet box is brought over by the waiter on a silver tray. How beautiful is that?
You sound like you're married to P. Diddy or something.
So I take the silver, I take the black box, I open it up, and it was a diamond ring with the diamonds going halfway around.
When was this, 5 years ago?
Last year.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So I was devastated because the diamonds were only going halfway around. And I've been telling him for 10 years that I want the diamonds going all the way around.
Okay. So when is it going to happen?
So I flipped out. I was nice in the restaurant. I said, oh, it's beautiful. I love it. I love it. But the next morning, I said, this ring has to go back.
No way.
I said, I've been telling you for 10 years. And he said to me, well, all the girls at work say that when you have the diamonds going all the way around, you bang the diamonds and they fall out. You know, when you're driving and, you know, you use your hand, so you bang the diamonds. I said, I don't care what the girls at work say. This is what I want. So he went, he exchanged the ring, got me the diamonds going all the way around. So I'm wearing my ring, loving it. And then what happened? I banged a couple of diamonds out.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Because why? Because your husband about these practical things is usually correct.
So now I have, because what happened was someone was at the door. I went to pull Lucas, my puppy, back. And when I pulled him back, the diamonds got caught on his collar, and I popped a couple of diamonds out. So now I sent the ring in with Bill today at work, and he's having his secretary go to the jewelry store to get it fixed. So he just called to ask me to talk to Christina, his secretary, about getting the ring fixed. So is this a big crazy story? Yes, it is. But maybe he was right. But I still want the diamonds going all the way around.
Oh, my God, darling. You are incorrigible sometimes.
Well, but that's what I want.
So you're telling me that when women really want something, you better do it for them or else.
Let me tell you this. And you also have to know when women say things, they don't mean it. For example, for my 40-
Yeah, but this is the problem guys have. They don't know when they don't mean it and when they do mean it when they say they don't mean it.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this. Girls are selfish babies. So
okay.
Anytime a woman is speaking practically – she really doesn't want to be practical. That's number one. For example, my 40th birthday, Bill kept saying, do you want to have a party? I said, no, I don't want you to throw a big party. Don't have a big party. And he didn't. I was devastated. Okay? If a girl says she doesn't want a party, she really wants a party. When a girl says she doesn't want flowers, you still send the flowers. Do you understand?
Right. It doesn't matter. I actually like that because it means she's being kind of modest. I'd prefer to have a woman that does that, that doesn't say, I want, I want, I want. But, you know, yeah, maybe she does want it.
You know, it's nice. It's a very beautiful gesture that once in a while you send the woman in your life flowers, even if she says she doesn't want them. You know what women really love, Todd, is they love romantic cards. So for our anniversary, we just had our anniversary again. It's a year later. And Bill sent me a card. And in the card he wrote you know, happy anniversary, I love you, the past, now it's 12 years actually, so I guess 10 years was 2 years ago. The past 12 years have been fabulous, do you want to do another 12? You know what I mean?
That's great,
but it was just so cute the way he wrote it, and women love that. So to all the husbands out there, even though I don't think there are any men listening to this, but to all the wives, write your men something romantic and encourage them to write something back to you.
Oh, what a great idea. Now, you're absolutely right, darling. Keeping that alive, whether it's just a good relationship or a marriage, is so huge. And I look back at couples that I know. I have some very good friends in California from when I lived out there for a couple of years. And I look at their relationship and the way they handle themselves. I mean, they have some issues like everybody else, but it's all how you deal with it. And they keep the romance alive and they keep the communication open. And they're doing great. They're doing great.
But I have to go now and call Christina back about my diamond ring, Todd. But we're
going
to check in with you like once a month and see what's happening because I'm concerned that you can't find a woman.
I'm not looking that hard,
darling.
You're
not gay, are you?
I'm not. Oh, my God. I think you should know the answer to that. I think. Remember, I dated your sister. We talked about this before.
Oh, that's right. Did the girls in the Happy Housewives Club know this? We have to.
Well,
talk
yes,
about
we
this
talked
sometimes.
About it on our last podcast. You even mentioned
right.
that. You said you warned
my
me.
Sister. I
you warned
you.
Your sister's very beautiful, but you warned me, and your husband warned me not to, but I did anyway, and
she
you were right.
She is high maintenance. You know, my sister's a victim of living at home with her parents until she's 35.
Right.
So
and that,
she's very high maintenance. My mother still does her laundry and irons her clothes.
Oh my God. See, okay, enough said. Enough said.
Enough
we
said.
Will check in, though. If you will be gracious enough to have me back on, I will give you an update when I've got something going, and we can discuss the itty-bitty details and all the
Okay. I have to run, and I'll talk to you soon, Todd.
Okay. Bye, Dala.
Bye.